After 3 weeks break from UFC action, it's back to business this week for the Las Vegas-based fight firm as the Octagon heads to Europe once more. On this occasion, the Croatian capital of Zagreb will have its maiden UFC card as the Arena Zagreb hosts UFC Fight Night 86. In the headlining bout of the night, veteran heavyweights meet for a chance to climb the rankings as former UFC champion Junior Dos Santos takes on former IFL star Ben Rothwell over 5 rounds. From Salvador, Brazil, but now training with American Top Team in the US, Junior Dos Santos has been a top-grade heavyweight since he quite literally burst onto the scene during his 2008 UFC debut with a first-round knockout win over the current UFC champion Fabricio Werdum. That win was the start of an 8-fight unbeaten streak, something which basically unheard of amongst UFC heavyweights. In that period, Dos Santos took out the likes of Mirko Krokop and Shane Carwin before beating Cain Velasquez for the title and defending it against Frank Mir. In the rematch with Velasquez, though, Junior Dos Santos lost his title and took a beating along the way, before a third fight between the pair saw JDS violently defeated again. Another 5-round war in his win over Stipe Miocic followed that. Before last time out, the wear and tear appeared to show when he was knocked out by Alistair Overeem. Although Ben Rothwell is around the same age as Junior Dos Santos, he has been around the game a lot longer. A 15-year MMA veteran, Rothwell has fought in KOTC, IFL and Affliction, amongst others, before finally getting the UFC call in 2009. When it came, he was 37 fights deep as a professional, with wins over names like Travis Fulton, Rico Rodriguez and Roy Nelson. Since then, the Wisconsin native has amassed a 6-3 record, with his most recent outings producing 4 wins on the bounce over Mr. Vieira, Overeem, Mitrione and Barnett, meaning Big Ben is within seconds of a UFC title tilt. As a contest, this one is very intriguing. Dos Santos is by far the better technical fighter, but Rothwell, with 34 wins inside the distance, is an extremely dangerous finisher with his strikes and his submissions. Expect JDS to come out light on his feet from the start as he uses his athleticism to dazzle his hefty opponent. As always, Rothwell will be happy to play the waiting game as he looks for a chance to pounce and land his big shot, like he did against Overeem, or jump on a submission like he did against Mitrione or Barnett. For Junior Dos Santos, the ability to use a detailed game plan of movement and speed to avoid the dangerous hitman while landing shots on his own will be very important, something which in the past he has been able to do against certain opponents, but against high-pressure fighters like Cain Velasquez, it can all quickly go out the window. Although Rothwell is no Cain Velasquez, he has shown an ability to put on pressure in fights when he needs to. Another recurring theme in Rothwell's recent winning streak is an ability to absorb powerful shots before replying with some of his own. The opposite is increasing in the case of Junior Dos Santos. Against Miocic, he didn't look himself despite the win, while the Overeem fight looked like he was playing the shadow of his former self. For that reason, you can expect this one to be relatively cagey early. For Dos Santos, there will be an obvious need to protect himself more than usual early, but also a realization that he likes to start fast and that Rothwell often takes a while to get going. Blending those two things will be key. If his chin can hold up and he can weather the storm, Rothwell will probably end up bringing the heat and winning, but not many men on this earth can hit as hard and accurately as Junior Dos Santos early doors. Outside of that, this card is really lacking in high-level quality, but there are some interesting people on show. Maybe most notable of all is French heavyweight Francis Ngannou. Standing 6'4" tall and with a 6-1 record, the 250-pound behemoth might be just the man to breathe some much-needed life into the increasingly decrepit heavyweight division. Although still very green as a professional, having made his debut in late 2013, Ngannou looks to have all the physical attributes to succeed and made a winning start to his UFC career with a 3-minute KO last time out. On Saturday, he meets 5-0 debutant Chris Bilates in what could be, in hindsight, a breakout fight. Also featured on Saturday night worth watching out for are UFC up-and-comers Marina Moroz, Nicholas Dalby and Marbek Toysimov, while the co-main events sees veteran Gabriel Gonzaga take on sometimes very terrifying Derek Lewis. Sean's fight picks. Ben Rothwell vs Junior Dos Santos. I fancy an early JDS KO. Gabriel Gonzaga vs Derek Lewis. Lewis via Mountain Pound. Francis Ngannou versus Curtis Blaydes, hoping to see Ngannou improvements and a big KO. Timothy Johnson versus Marcin Tybura. Igor Pokrzyjak versus Jan Blachowicz. Marina Moroz versus Christina Stanjou, Moroz. Dalby Tysimov, NT Pejic, Martins, Asker, Veleskovic. And Sean's bet of the week is Junior Dos Santos via first round KO at 9-2.